Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Brickshire, and I'm your guide in transforming that codependency into belonging, worth, connection, satisfaction, purpose, whatever it might be. Because part of healing your codependency is actually becoming who you are, and we get to discover that in the work. So, yeah, boom. Okay. Heads up, today is your last day to enroll in the live edition of the Nurture Course. So if you're watching this in the future, the Nurture Course on-demand edition is available. You can click the description. You can go to the description, click the link below, and enroll now. But this is your last opportunity to enroll in the live class. And this is the course where you heal that emptiness, that loneliness, and you build more warmth and belonging over 10 weeks. We start this coming Sunday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. All classes are on Sundays at 12 p.m., so come join us there. Now let's jump into this idea of emptiness, what secrets it holds, and why your emptiness that you walk with is actually really important to knowing who you are and creating more satisfaction and fulfillment in your life. So first of all, are you an individual that walks around with a sense of emptiness, like there's something missing in you? You aren't whole. You aren't complete. There's a gap in you. And if you feel that way, you're not alone, because I did too for most of my life. Felt like that there was this hollow sense of me, like there was something missing. A part of me had been taken away or never been given to me or never been known there. And this emptiness brought a lot of malaise to my life, a lot of grayness. It was like chronically being stuck in like February, where it was cold, gray, and dead all the time. Not an exciting space to be stuck in. And as I started to heal, I started really working on my trauma, especially attachment trauma and the neglect I'd grown up in. I started to understand something profound about emptiness. And that is, this emptiness that I had in my body and in my awareness wasn't actually empty at all. It had a lot of things occupying that space that I didn't understand. They were unknown to me. So the practitioner had me lean into this emptiness and start to inquire about what was actually there. And this was a profound experience that I'm still doing to this day. So I've been doing this for over like 12 years. And this is the work of discovering what else is in this emptiness. See, my friends, when I started to lean into the emptiness, I started to find parts of me that I'd been missing. I started to understand why I didn't feel whole, because there are parts of me I hadn't connected to. I didn't get to know. I didn't get to understand. There are parts of me that I had exiled from my life, that I had denied, like, nope, you're bad, you're shameful, get away, you're wrong. There are parts of me that I had controlled and suppressed that wanted to come out and be known. There was a universe in this emptiness that helped me start understanding who I really am versus who I've been programmed to be. This is the secret of your emptiness, is that you are going to find you there. And initially when I started this, my brain was like, oh, we're awful though. We're going to find all the shameful stuff. We're not lovable. We're bad. Like, I don't want to, because I didn't think anything would be of value there, because I didn't really regard me as valuable. But in my work, we always start with building first our sense of indomitable worth, which means we are tapping into the awareness of our intrinsic innate value and then building attunement to it so it can teach us about who we are. And when I put this piece of this indomitable worth piece into the equation of leaning into that emptiness, I started to love what I found in that emptiness, because this was my brilliance, my intuition, my guidance was in that emptiness. My sense of wholeness and peace was in that emptiness. My sense of justice and clarity for my own life I found in that emptiness. I found me in the emptiness. That was the beauty of it. The emptiness wasn't full. Or was it empty? That's the beauty of it. The emptiness was full instead of empty. It was the unknown parts of me that now I got to know. And this is ongoing to this day, because I don't know all of me. And so I stay open to the question, who would I be if, or who do I want to be in this? And I lean into that unknown to discover more about me as a person and who I want to be in my world. So my friends, this is the secret of your emptiness. And it comes back to that question, what secrets does your emptiness hold about you, about your future, about your desires, about your relationships, about your purpose, about who you really are versus who you've been programmed to be in your world? So where do you start with this? First of all, acknowledge the emptiness. Acknowledge where you feel it, either in your awareness or in your body. Give it a name or ask it its name. Notice if it has shape, color, texture, temperature. And allow yourself to just pause, acknowledge, and observe it for a while. Because most of the time, our emptiness is something we're engulfed in. We believe it is a part of who we are. We are the emptiness. Now we can move from that I am the emptiness point of view and move to I experience emptiness in this way. And then we can, from there, inquire into it. So first we got to build awareness, and then we can build inquiry into it. It's like, hey, emptiness, what are you trying to tell me? What do you have to teach me today? And as we lean into that, we start to sense more into what's in that emptiness. That's where you discover this universe that exists in it. It's not empty at all. It's quite, quite full. So in a nurture course, we start this process with warm attunement to our emptiness, and then we move into inquiry into it so it can teach us about what it's trying to tell us, and then we can meet its needs and thus start filling the emptiness, or filling our awareness of the emptiness up. So no longer are we empty, but instead we are alive and thriving as who we are. So if you want help with that, healing that emptiness and the loneliness you walk with, come join us in the Nurture Course. The on-demand edition is below if you're watching this in the future. If you're watching this like May 5th or March 14th or 15th, 2024, come join us in the live edition here. The link is below in the description and at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Thank you, my friends, for being here. Go gently with this work. It's big, big work we're doing. Remember to praise and appreciate your efforts, your discoveries, and your successes and your failures. They all are guiding you back to yourself. So I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. And you want more episodes like this, check out the recommended video above. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're ready to take the leap and heal your codependency, check out my workshop linked below on how to heal codependency permanently. Then you can understand how I help you restore safety, connection, and worth in your life, and how that liberates you from your codependency and empowers you in creating the relationships, the satisfaction, fulfillment you want in your life. So check that out below. Thank you again for showing up, guys. Bye-bye.